Hi everyone, Jeremy here with The Fastest Men Alive. This past week, Joe Cross brought a wonderful documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, to Austin. They showed it at the downtown Whole Foods out on the roof. The Alamo Draft House came out, set it all up. It was an awesome event. And Joe did an amazing Q&A afterwards. It was really informative. And fortunately for us, we got a chance to actually sit down with Joe and interview him before he left town. So we're gonna break our interview up into probably about four different videos, but here you're about to see the first part of our great interview with Joe Cross. We were absolutely thrilled to have this opportunity, and we hope you enjoy.
So how did you first hear about juicing for health?
It's a good question, Joe. What happened to me is that I didn't really hear about it, believe it or not. I sort of got to this point where I worked out that I needed to eat lots of plant food. I sort of figured that I'm a logical guy. Like, I look at things in a very logical way. And in my business world, I'd been quite successful at solving problems. And during that period of time, I became a problem. Like, I was a fit, young, athletic sort of guy in my 20s.
Right.
I played football. I was rowing at school. In America, they call it crew.
Right.
And I was fit, I was like, you know, always, never had an ounce of fat on me. And as I started to move into the business world, I effectively sort of turned my back on that exercise movement world,
right,
and on the eating like what my mum used to cook me, which was lots of fruits and vegetables, you know?
Right.
And I moved into this world of being independent, of living on takeaway, focusing on materialism, and building up and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and sicker and sicker and sicker.
Right.
And so when I got to the age of 40, I turned around and I said, boy, how did I get here? Like, someone put me in a time machine.
Right.
And here I am at like 310, 320 pounds. I'm loaded up on medication. And
right,
how did this happen? And so I looked at it logically and said, you know, what have I been doing? You know, let's solve this problem of Joe being sick and Joe being fat. And I looked in and realized that I had completely sort of defied the laws of nature in terms of what energy I was putting into my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized I needed to go back to Mother Nature. I turned my back on her. So that was the first step. The next step was this idea of juicing is like a way to supercharge that concentrate of enzymes, of nutrition, of the, you know, what I call the liquid sunshine. Of
right,
that garden in a cup, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so by combining those two thoughts, I sort of came across this idea of juicing. So I and it certainly has been around for a long, long time. And then when I started to research, I realized that it had been going on in Europe and Australia and America for like hundreds of years, or over 100 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting. Last night was the first time I'd ever heard of the idea of harnessing basically you're drinking the sun's energy.
Yeah.
I just thought that was very interesting. I'd never heard it put that way.
Yeah, see, I have this, you know, I like to look at things in a very simple way to break it down so that people can just capture and then like a penny will drop.
Right.
And if you think about the sun being like the male and the earth being the female, because in nature, like you and I have come from a male and a female to form us. And
right,
if you think about that, like sun being male, earth being female, what you have is you have this energy source up there, like up there in the sky that comes down to the earth, the female side, and it combines with everything in the ground, like the nutrients in the soil and the oxygen in our atmosphere and the molecules of hydrogen and oxygen, which are water, bring that together.
Right.
But without that energy, Without that energy of the male coming down from the sky, so to speak,
right,
and connecting, you don't get that harnessing of sunlight. And so, you know, what do insects and what do animals eat? They eat plants.
Plants, yeah.
And fish eat algae, and then other fish eat smaller fish and eat bigger fish and so on, right?
Right.
So in this world, it's everyone's after the same thing that's living, and we're all after that energy from the sun.
Amazing.
And so I really look at when you juice, you really are, you know, freebasing on Mother Nature.
I love that phrase.
Yeah, it's good,
isn't it? I really do.
A friend of mine worked that one out. I didn't come up with that, unfortunately. For me, this disease I had, this chronic urticaria angioedema, was a debilitating illness.
Right.
Like, you know, I couldn't take home
imagine.
Grocery shopping.
I can't imagine what that's like.
I couldn't pick up. Yeah, well, it's like a disease of touch.
Right.
So like picking up a bag from the anything pressure on my hands, on my arms, like holding a baby, anything that involved pressure, sex, sitting on a seat, walking. And so I was like this boy in a bubble. So every morning and every night, I was reminded I needed to take medication just to get through the day. And even that didn't help. I mean, and I couldn't take as much. So when you've got a motivation and you've tried almost everything, try and get well, mm-hmm. and there's a motivation of healing, mm-hmm. it's phenomenal what you'll subject yourself to. And so for me, it was like, if this works, I'll do 500 days.
Yeah.
If someone said, Joe, you're gonna do 500 days
yeah.
and then you'll be cured, I'm in.
Right.
And, right. And like what? Like a lot of people have seen the movie and they just see, oh, it's only 60 days and then it's 3 months of eating plant food before I was completely cured of my disease. And I use that word cured lightly. I say that, you know, I didn't need to take medication anymore. And the right. way I think about it now is that I still have this disease, but I'm using nutrition
right.
and as opposed to pharmaceuticals to treat me.
To control the symptoms.
Correct.
Right.
And I know if I went back to my old ways that disease would probably flare up.
Right.
But when I first started the movie, I didn't know that it was only going to be 5 months, because I was prepared to do 2 years of this. Mm. Not 2 years of juicing, but 60 days of juicing, and then another 2 years of only eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and seeds.
Okay.
As long as it took to get off the medication.
Yeah, it's interesting, interesting. Well, that leads straight into my next question is, you did 60 days in the movie. Why 60? Why that number?
It's a good question. Well, look, my initials are JC.
Right.
And he did 40 days. So when we originally started thinking about doing 40 days, I said, well, I can't start comparing myself to,
right,
to Jesus.
To the man, right?
So yeah, no, I can't do that. And so 60 sort of came from a point of view of it just felt like a couple of months felt like the right amount of time. You know, I was carrying, in my estimation, about 100 pounds of extra energy than I needed to be carrying. You know, at that point, I used to call it like I was really fat. Now I sort of look at it that I was carrying around all this energy waiting for my body to use it up, like waiting for a famine to come.
Right.
So I had to sort of create my own famine. And I figured that I had enough on me to last 2 months. And with doctor supervision of Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and with having 10 days, tests, every 10 days having a blood test and getting myself checked out, on that basis I sort of felt very comfortable that I could go to say 20 or 30 or 40, and if the things started to look pear-shaped with my numbers,
right,
I would pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And really the big thing you've got to look for is your electrolytes, you know, your levels of salt,
right,
that are in your body, because you're not getting much salt at all when you're doing a juice reboot.
Right.
So that's what people have got to keep an eye on, because they can get lightheaded, they can get low on that. And
right.
So that's what Joel was monitoring. If you're on medication, you absolutely certainly need to see a doctor or your healthcare provider, someone who's treating you and looking after you.
Right.
If you're not on any medication and you wanted to do something which we now sort of think works, which is kind of like what we call a reboot 5-5-5, which is 5 days of eating and drinking fruits and vegetables, 5 days of just drinking fruits and vegetables, and then finish off the last five with 5 days of eating and drinking.
Mm.
So that's like 15 days, where only for five are you juicing only.
Yeah.
If you're not taking any medication, then nearly anybody can do that.
Oh, okay.
Without necessarily seeing a doctor, but up to them, and I want everyone to feel comfortable, and they should you know, seek their own advice and take their own responsibility.
Interesting, thank you. Taking the juice fast as a whole, what would you have done? Is there one thing or a number of things you would have done differently?
Are you talking about the actual reboot itself, or are you talking about making the movie? Because they're two different things,
well,
right?
Yeah, mine specifically is the reboot.
Right. Yeah, I would not have gone out the night before and had like three meals and 20 beers. And I didn't have 20 beers, but I tell you what I did do. I went out and had a big Japanese meal with a couple of beers. I had a dessert, and then that was at 7:30. Then at about 11:30, I realized, hey, you know, I've still got 30 minutes left in this day before I got to stop. So I went down, had another burger, and had a chocolate milkshake, and then a sundae, right before midnight, that, righto, that's it, I've got the 60-day starting tomorrow. Now, that was the worst thing I could have done, because now I've put all this garbage into my body,
right?
And because I'm juicing, I didn't have the real solid fiber to help clean out my bowel. So that's an absolute no-no. So I've learned
Interesting,
that.
Interesting, yeah.
I would have started my movie with me having probably 10 days of just eating fruits and vegetables to get ready to go into the juicing. So I would have started it with me eating really healthy to start with.
Right.
Then go into the juicing.
Yeah, I started 5 days before. I did a 10-day fast. And I started 5 days before that. I got off caffeine and juiced in the morning. And then it led into a 10-day juice only. And I felt like that was a pretty good way to go.
People get a lot more success if they take the things like caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, sugar, fat, and salt. Those six things that we're addicted to.
Right.
And to get out of those habits first, while eating still, juicing, tends to, and look, not for everybody, because everybody's different.
Right.
Some people just love going cold turkey and just deal with the pain. But generally, I have found that those that after 1 or 2 days have massive headaches and are in serious pain, what they've done is they've gone straight from their average American diet straight into this, and they're just gonna, you know, that's gonna be terrible. I mean, I met a guy in Los Angeles yesterday, and he's a lovely guy, and he saw my movie and he dived straight in. And he, by the first night, felt like he nearly had to be admitted to hospital. And I said to him, I said, Dennis, you know, what's the problem, mate? He said, oh, I had massive headaches. I said, Dennis, do you drink much coffee? He said, yeah, I drink about 12 to 14 cups a day. I said, right, so yesterday, the day before you were juicing, you drank 14 cups of coffee, and then today you went cold turkey. No wonder you're feeling the way you are. So I said, scratch this reboot. Now what I want to do is see you slowly over a couple of weeks, bring that 14 down to say, you know, 10 to 6 to 4 to 2.
Right.
Get it down and then dive in.
Right. Well, on that note, did you have any dizziness or nausea or any, you know, weirdness?
Oh, mate, the first 3 days I felt like a truck had run over me. I mean, the best way to describe it for me was that I felt that someone had snuck in, put me under anesthetic, taken a huge scalpel down my stomach, opened me up like open heart surgery, and just put gravel and dirt and all this garbage inside me and then zipped me back up. Because I was just like, I mean, I hadn't felt that. I mean, being a naive and first time camera or a filmmaker, he said, I didn't film enough of that. You know, I was like, I'm too sick to worry about the movie. What I should have been doing then was had the camera with me the whole time.
Yeah.
But because I'd never made the movie, and now the movie was like, I never really thought it would end up. I mean, where it's got to now is, was never even in my thought process that it would be as viral or as widespread.
Right.
So, you know, in those early stages, you know, I didn't really have that experience. And because, you know, that's something else, you know, had I known what I was doing in the movie making world, I probably would have filmed myself for a month before I started. So we could have seen a lot more of my life generally before we kick in.
Right.
And that way, by the time that I was doing the juicing, I would have been more experienced with camera and with what we need to do.
Right.
But I started rolling the camera on the day that I started the reboot. So the two sort of were like two new experiences at the same time. And one was making me feel really sick, and one was making me feel really nauseous and nervous. And I'll let you work out which one's which.
Yeah.
And so that made it probably a bit challenging over those first 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. But that's all the questions I have for you.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Awesome.